You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 129, Mom Guilt. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another exciting episode of Called to Homeschool. Did you listen to last week's episode about the No Yell November Challenge, all the amazing video helps you're going to get, bonus calls you're going to get? Friends, if you haven't signed up for Mama's Members yet, so you can be a part of this amazing challenge, oh, go do it as quickly as you can. Pause this. Go to CoachMegThomas.com. Do all the things. Last episode, I went into all the details, everything you're going to get, what the calls, what the videos will have, the calls, all those things. I really want to help you this year to really make this an amazing, and with an amazing year, with this amazing habit. So what a fun way to start 2022 with the habit, new habits of not yelling at your kids. Imagine what that will start creating for your family. So go check that out. Okay. Mom guilt. This has been coming up in coaching. I'm hearing it from my friends. I'm hearing it in coaching. I'm hearing it. I even feel it sometimes. I have some clients who work and homeschool their kids, friends, myself, all those things. And people feel very guilty when they work. But it's not only moms, working moms, who feel mom guilt. It's anyone with children that they will experience a problem. I don't know that they all will, but I hear a lot of moms who experience mom guilt. I went on a bike ride the other day and my four-year-old started to cry and asked me to not go. Guess how I felt? Super guilty. My husband and I are going on a trip alone. Guess how I feel? A little bit guilty about leaving my kids. Sometimes I go to bed before all my kids are home. Actually, if they're on the weekend, I definitely go to bed before they are home. Most times I go to sleep before my teenagers go to sleep, and sometimes even before my four-year-old goes to sleep. And I can feel guilty about that. If you are a mom, you have probably experienced mom guilt. Then sometimes you compound the guilt by trying to do something for yourself. But then you have fun, so you add feeling guilty to your guilt because you aren't home with your kids, right? You go out and do something for yourself and like, oh, I shouldn't have left. I should stay home with my kids. This is so selfish of me to do these things for myself. I should just stay home. Oh, and then if I'm home, I wasn't as present as I could be. Oh, sometimes I checked out of my phone and I took this phone call and I shouldn't have. Oh, I cleaned the bathroom when I could have been talking to my kids, right? Like, holy moly, it can just start adding up all this crazy mom guilt. So let's talk about guilt, dear friends. Guilt is just a feeling. And where do feelings come from, right? This is Coaching 101. Where do our feelings come from, friends? I hope you're saying this out loud with me from your thoughts. Guilt is not created by you going to work. Guilt is not created by you doing something for yourself. Guilt is created by the story you tell yourself. Your story is probably something along the lines of, I should, dot, 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 or I shouldn't, dot, dot, dot. Anybody else here ever feel this? I should be more fun. I shouldn't be so strict. I should be more structured. I shouldn't be so, whatever the story is that you have. I know when I started working, I've had Hippie Mama as a business for years, but it wasn't until, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 3-ish years ago, that I really like made work hours and was really working. And you better believe I started to feel guilty about that. I had really good stories. That's just a nice way to say nice excuses. Crappy excuses is what they are. I just had excuses. of that I have little kids. This isn't fair to these little kids that I'm working. This, I shouldn't be doing this. I don't need to be doing this, right? I had stories about my big kids got a more present mom. Why wouldn't I do that with my little kids? I didn't work when my big kids were little. Why am I choosing to work now? Those thoughts, surprise, surprise, were not serving me. So I decided to question them. I thought about the kind of mom I was when my big kids were little. So this was funny. So you have a story on default, right? So my story was, this isn't fair to George that, or even Briggy, he's 10, right? But I didn't work with my big kids when, so they would have been, I'm trying to think of the math. I'm getting it all screwy. So my oldest would have been like 17-ish when I started working more regularly and more consistently. So I had this image in my mind of like Mary Poppins or something, of me just being this delightful mother and just feeling like I was robbing George and Brig of this experience that I gave my big kids. So I really started to question that story I told myself and really dug in, what kind of mom was I when my big kids were little? So I had my first 5 kids in 6 years. So guess how present I was during that time. When I am pregnant, I do not feel like doing anything. I sit on my bum. I will read any book series that anybody will give me. I am not a hard sell on like, should we watch a movie? I'm like, I really don't care. Sure, turn it on. Like, I don't want to do anything. I am not very present when I am pregnant. Then add in when you have a newborn. Guess how much I feel like making crafts or doing all these different things? 0%. I was up all night with a baby, or I'm nursing, or I'm doing all these things. So I had this story in my head that, oh, I was so available, thinking that I am the tools that I have now, where I'm calmer, where I'm more patient and those types of things, thinking that's what my big kids got because I was just this Mary Poppins type mother that was always available for my kids. But the truth of it, even though I wasn't working, I still wasn't available. I was pregnant a lot. I was nursing a lot. I attempted an Ironman. So then I added training in that with all that homeschool and stuff. So I wasn't as always available like I thought I was. I wasn't as patient as I am now. And I was much snippier with my big kids when they were little. I also thought of all my skills my big kids have by me not always being available. Who was this that joked? I can't remember. It was in a homeschool co-op or something like that, that they needed some kid to do something. They said, grab a Thomas kid. They'll figure it out. Right? Because there were so many of us, and I was having babies and everything else going on in our lives, that my kids had to become very independent. And I thought, what a great blessing by me not always being available, because my kids know how to cook for themselves, they can clean for themselves, they can figure out how to get themselves where they need to be. So then I started to poke holes in my own story of this thought that I had that George and Brig are getting the short end of the stick, that I'm not always available. By looking at the time I thought I should be spending with them, I completely ignored how much time I actually do spend with them. Here's the deal. I still homeschool my kids. I take my kids to CrossFit with me a couple times a week, sometimes even more than that. I take them hiking with me. I take them on adventures. I eat meals with them. I play games with them. I read stories to them. I listen to them just talk. We go outside and play. We do all these awesome things. And then we'll just like look at this portion of our day where we work. Or like, if you're like me, I do a big chunk one day a week and then little bits on the other days of the week. Right. And so thinking like, oh, I'm so terrible that I'm just not available for them during those times, instead of saying, wow, look at on Monday that all afternoon we spend together and every evening we are together and all these times we're looking together. So poking holes in that story that I should be available more, and instead started looking at it at all the times I am available. Saturday, I'm all yours. Sunday, I'm all yours. We homeschool every morning together, right? We go on adventures on Fridays. We do all this awesome stuff. And when I get into that mom guilt and those thoughts, I start not looking at all the ways I already am awesome and all the ways that I'm kicking butt, which then when I forget to do those things, then I get into mom guilt, right? So you don't always have a choice of thoughts that pop into your head. So I've been thinking about this, right? Like, I had the thought pop into my head that I should be spending more time with my younger kids. And then I entertained that thought and thinking of ways like, oh, here's where I didn't spend time with them. I was talking to a client, or I answered an email. I did whatever. And it was work specifically that I was like, this is time that's not okay to spend with my kids. But going on a date with my husband, that's time okay with my kids, right? Like giving myself these funny stories and whatnot. So you don't always have a choice about the thoughts that pop into your head. But I want to put out there that are only thoughts that just pop into your head, right? Sometimes we intentionally think about things, but sometimes when we just have those thoughts that pop into our head, there are two opposing teams putting thoughts into your head. One is light and one is dark, right? One comes from God and one comes from the adversary. So if you are continuing to have thoughts that you're not enough, you should or shouldn't be doing more around the house. You should be with your kids more. You shouldn't be with your kids so much. You should work more. You should work less. You should do more fun activities. You shouldn't do more activities, right? Like all the shoulds. Like if you were enough, this wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't feel guilty for all of those types of things. I want you to cast those thoughts back down to hell, right where they came from. So how do you know if a thought that pops into your head, because you could really legitimately say like, well, maybe I am working too much. Like, could I look at this and all those things? So this is something I want to challenge you. So how do you know if a thought is helpful or hurtful? And I want to go right to the scriptures for this. In Moroni 7, 16 and 17, "For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent for by the power and gift of Christ, wherefore you may know it with the perfect knowledge it is of God. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil and believe not in Christ and deny him and serve not God, then you may know with a perfect knowledge it is of the devil. For after this manner doth the devil work. For he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one, neither do his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him." So if a thought pops up into your mind and it invites you to do good, you know, we could read a book. I have free time this afternoon. I should read a book with my kids. I could read a book with my kids. Like, oh, that seems like a good thought. Or if a thought pops up in my head that you're a terrible mom because you could have read a book with your kids last night and instead you decided to go to sleep, or you went out with your girlfriends or whatever. That is not good, right? That is, I have turned it to persuadeth men to do evil. And I think of that with telling us that we're not enough and those dark thoughts, like if I'm not enough, there's only one source that comes from. So if guilt is just a feeling created by a thought, can you imagine how much the adversary tries to use that against women with our children, and how much time we spend with them, and how much, because even before I started working and whatnot, I would have mom guilt of like, well, I have so many kids. Maybe I shouldn't have had so many children, or did I spend enough time with kid A that I spent with kid D? Like all these things. Those thoughts don't come from God. Those thoughts of that you're doing the best you can. Your kids are okay. God will fill in the gaps. I will totally fill in the gaps as I think about that, of thoughts like that help. Like, no, I can't be everything to all my children at all times. And that's okay because God's going to fill in the gaps. To me, that is helpful. It helps me to get out of this mom guilt of like, I should be available 100% of the time. It's not feasible. So I just really liked this, remembering that guilt is created by a feeling which comes from a thought. And if that thought is good, then it comes from God. And God could say, you know what, maybe do cut back on your work. But it would be from a way of like, you're going to be okay. The money that you are making, I'm going to make sure your family's okay because right now your family needs you more. That would come from God, right? But if there was a thought like, ooh, you're kind of a crappy mom because you go to work, that does not come from God, right? So really start questioning those thoughts and trying to not put the ones on repeat that are tearing you down and those thoughts that are creating guilt. When I have thoughts that are on repeat that create guilt, I like to have a new thought ready to attack the old one, right? So if I have an old thought, like you should spend more time with your kids, that is creating guilt. Not like, ooh, that'd be fun to spend more time with my kids. But like, you're a bad mom unless you spend more time with your kids. So if I have a thought like that, I have one ready. I'm spending the right amount of time with my kids. If I have an old thought, good mom should always be available. That's one of my thoughts. Oh, that seems so sweet and innocent, doesn't it? Like, oh, a good mom should always be available. My new thought, this is a great opportunity for my kids to learn more independence. So I just want to challenge you. Mom guilt is completely optional. You don't have to sit with guilty feelings, whether you choose to work or whether your family needs the income that you're bringing into work, whether you choose to go with your girlfriends or you choose to stay home. I want you to question any thought that is creating mom guilt, because it's most likely not coming from our Savior and it is not coming from a place of light. Satan always wants to tear us apart, tear his families apart, right? Can you imagine how proud of himself he is when he's like, oh, I got her to feel guilty again. And then how is she going to show up with her kids? She's not going to show up her best self. She may be snippy. She may not do all the amazing things that she normally would have done, whatever. He can't win unless we let him. So I want to challenge you to send those thoughts out, because they did not come from heaven. I just want to thank you guys so much. And just know that I'm rooting for you. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in and sharing this podcast, because it is helping so many moms. I get the nicest messages from moms about just these little things like, oh yeah, I don't have to feel mom guilt. I can believe that I am an awesome mom. And sometimes an awesome mom, sometimes awesome moms work. That's fantastic. Sometimes awesome moms allow their kids to figure things out by themselves, and that's great. Sometimes awesome moms are available more. Sometimes whatever it is that serves you and helps you to become the best version of you. So I just want you guys to know that I'm always rooting for you. I'm always cheering you on, and to question thoughts. And if it is a light and enticeth you to do good, it comes from God. And if it is evil and tears you down, I want to challenge you to cast those thoughts out, to not entertain them. And if you have one that keeps popping up on repeat, to get a thought ready to attack it of, I am enough. I am doing the best I can. I know God will fill in the gaps, or whatever the thought is that will help you to overcome those feelings of guilt and those thoughts that are creating it. Okay, lovely ladies, I hope you have a fantastic week. Also, don't forget that the No Yelling videos are coming out soon, and I would love to have you join Mama's Members. Please send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram if you have any questions with that, or listen to last week's episode of all the awesome things that you will get with that. Hope you have an absolutely amazing day, and I will talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.